So you hear that sound? That is the sound of about 1,500 people gathered together in a crowd, something many of us haven't heard or experienced for some time. But that was the scene last night on the South Lawn of the White House as President Trump accepted the Republican Party's nomination. No one was social distancing and very few people were wearing masks. Let's talk more about this with Dr. Amesh Adalja of Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security. Dr. Adalja, could this be a super spreader event? What are the chances that no one got infected last night?
I think the chances that there was no one there that was harboring the virus are very low. We know that when you have over 1,000 people gathering together in the setting of a pandemic, that there's likely to be somebody that's harboring the virus. And it's hard to know ahead of time what's going to be a super spreader event and what isn't, but certainly there is a formula for a super spreader event there with over 1,000 people, people not social distancing, people not wearing face covering. So I would not be surprised if we see cases linked to this gathering at the White House.
Well, what did you think when you saw that?
Well, I think it really just underscores the fact that there are many people in the country that do not believe or do not really take recognition of the fact that we're in the middle of a pandemic, and that if you don't act like you're in a pandemic, you're going to face the consequences. We can get together with people, but you have to take some simple common sense measures like social distancing, wearing a face covering, trying to avoid crowded spots. We have to change the way we behave. It doesn't mean we have to stay at home all the time, but it means that we have to try and reduce the harm the virus is causing. And this clearly isn't an example of that.
Well, and I also wonder about the message it sends to people who have been trying to social distance and wearing masks, and they wear masks when they walk out in the street and they don't gather together in big crowds. I mean, where I am, you can't even have a dinner reservation outside with more than six people, which seems to make sense from the health perspective. But what message does it send to people when they turn on the TV and they see President Trump in front of a crowd of 1,500 people not social distancing and not wearing masks?
It's another one of the mixed messages that have really been emblematic of the administration's response to this virus from the start. And it does basically defeat the purpose of social distancing if you're still having mass gatherings, because that's going to spark chains of transmission likely. And that's going to erase whatever benefit each individual is doing if you end up getting chains of transmission started that end up creating surges in hospitals, put demand on testing. All of that really doesn't fit with how you operate during an infectious disease emergency.
When you look at the overall picture in the United States right now, and we see the graphs, and it does seem like the numbers of cases and deaths are coming down, do you see us sort of continuing to move down in the United States, or do you think there's a possibility we'll see another spike this fall?
I think what we're going to see is a seesaw effect. You're going to see certain parts of this country get control of the virus, other parts lose control of it, and it's going to be like that probably until we have a vaccine, because there clearly is just not a national plan for how to deal with this. So each state is kind of doing it on its own, and you're going to see some states lose control, like we saw in Florida and California earlier on this summer, and some states maintain control. So I do think that it's hard to actually look at those numbers and say what it means, because it's one snapshot, and we know that these types of pandemics can slip out of control very quickly.
Dr. Amesh Adalja of Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
And today, health officials in North Carolina say four people have tested positive for COVID-19 after gathering at the convention center in Charlotte on the first day of the RNC on Monday.